A video released today on an Islamist website shows five Iraqi security officers being shot to death by militants. A group led by al-Qaeda ally Abu Musab al-Zarqawi claims responsibility. A posted message calls the victims American dogs and warns other Iraqis they'll meet the same fate if they join security forces loyal to Iraq's interim Prime Minister Ayed Alawi. Just before the new year, Alawi spoke to his nation in a televised call-in show. He promised to do everything possible to ensure voters' safety when they go to the polls at the end of this month to elect a National Assembly. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Baghdad and joins us on the line. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi, Jennifer.
Can you tell us what questions did Iraqis call in to ask their prime minister?
The questions were long and specific, and at several points, the moderator had to interrupt and tell them to cut to the point. For example, a policeman called complaining about his salary. Others wanted to know what he would do about the insurgency. Parents asked about their children being held in Iraqi prisons. Alawi was fairly vague in most of his answers. He did take down the numbers, though, of those with specific complaints, and he promised that he would look into them. Of course, security was a big issue, and he repeated that he was cracking down on the insurgency and that everything possible was being done.
Prime Minister Alawi also told Baghdad TV that he had warned neighboring nations to stop supporting Iraqi insurgents and that he's now waiting for their reply. Any idea what to expect?
Well, this has been a very consistent theme with Alawi. He has repeated many times that he believes that the neighboring countries, specifically Iran and Syria, have not been doing enough to control their borders, and that he believes that many of the insurgents have been infiltrating Iraq through the very porous borders of those two nations. There have been ongoing discussions and diplomatic talks with those two countries to put pressure on them to see what they can do to stop the volatile insurgency here.
This week in the Washington Post, Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations had an essay suggesting that the election might have to be delayed to allow Iraqis abroad to vote. And he also suggested the new assembly should hold off writing a constitution if the Sunnis can't or won't vote. Is there any sign there that there are differing opinions in the government about the election schedule?
Absolutely. The interim prime minister has always maintained that elections will go forward as planned. He's a Shiite, and though he is running his own campaign, he's come under enormous pressure from the country's most influential Shiite leader, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who wants the elections to go forward as planned. But there have been rumblings from others in his administration. As you mentioned, Iraq's ambassador to the UN expressed his concerns. Also, Foreign Minister Hoshi Zebari broke ranks with the official line and said last week that they may have to postpone the elections where the violence is worse, like Al-Anbar province, which includes places like Fallujah, and Mosul, the country's third largest city. I was in Fallujah this week, and quite frankly, it's difficult to see how an election can be held there. The residents that are returning are faced with no electricity, no water. Many say they won't stay in the city because of the still tenuous security situation. Elections seem to be the last thing on their minds. It's an ongoing problem, and the elections are only 4 weeks away, and they're still debating this, which gives you some idea of the many questions that are still unanswered here.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thank you.